Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre's production of Dracula by Ben Stevenson. Synopsis. Act 1. Dracula's Castle in Transylvania. In the gloom of the evening, Count Dracula and his brides awaken from their coffins in the crypt of his castle. Kidnapped by Dracula long ago, the brides now exist in the world of the undead to entertain and serve the Count. A carriage arrives with Renfield, Dracula's trusted henchman, and Flora, a lovely young woman from the village. She will become Dracula's next bride. Act 2. The Village. The village square is bright and bustling with activity. The innkeeper and his wife are celebrating the 18th birthday of their daughter Svetlana. All the villagers join in the merriment. Svetlana and Frederick are in love. She tells him that it's about time they were engaged and playfully nudges him to ask her father for permission. The innkeeper isn't so keen on the idea at first, but finally relents. The lovers joyfully dance together, and afterward, an old woman gives Svetlana a necklace of garlic blossoms. Suddenly, Flora staggers in. She is pale and looks ill. People reach out to her, but she claws at them, collapsing. She is helped to a chair, and when Svetlana tries to comfort her, Flora snatches off Svetlana's necklace. The priest notices in horror the bite marks on Flora's neck. She springs up to attack the villagers. The priest holds her off with his cross. Lightning streaks across the darkened village, and Dracula appears. He's been informed of the beauty of Svetlana and has come to abduct her. Renfield and the carriage careen into the square. Frederick and the villagers try to save Svetlana, but they're no match for the vampire's power. The carriage sweeps Svetlana away to the castle. Act 3. The Bedroom of Count Dracula. Flora and the other brides await Dracula's return. He enters, and Renfield drags in the terrified Svetlana. The brides swarm around her, and Dracula commands them to prepare her for the wedding ceremony. Svetlana returns in a bridal gown. She struggles against him, but Dracula overpowers her. Renfield bursts into the room, warning Dracula that Frederick, the innkeeper, and the priest are not far behind. Dracula summons the brides, and a battle ensues. Finally, Frederick pulls down the curtain, and daylight spills into the room. Dracula recoils, and in a desperate attempt to escape, he flies up toward the chandelier. As the smoke clears, Frederick tenderly takes Svetlana in his arms. They dance together once again. Costume descriptions for Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre's Dracula. The costumes in Dracula were designed by Judanna Lynn in 1997. The costumes were constructed in New York and London. Many have been recreated or refurbished by the Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre Costume Shop. There are more than 70 costumes in the production. Dracula. The Count's cape is magnificent and heavy, with a span of 23 feet and weighing in at 30 pounds. It's made of patterned, richly colored velvet and polyester. It's constructed with spines made of fiberglass rods used for tents that give it the shape of bat wings when extended. The lining is a fuchsia purple color. The velvet on the exterior is black, rusty brown, and olive, pieced together in the design suggestive of a bat face. Gold piping outlines these pieces. Dracula also wears black tights, a black vest with gold trim in a filigree design, a black waistband with an ornate silver filigree belt buckle with a tassel. His face is powder white with darkened cheekbones. Though he does not have fangs, he has a Van Dyke-style mustache and goatee that elongates his face when he opens his mouth. Brides. The brides wear bridal gowns that are an A-line, floor-length design with a silk slip and a light tulle overdress. The tulle is so light it floats with every movement, giving the choreography a wonderfully ghostly quality. The fabric is ombre dyed. A gray-brown color at the base gradually creeps up the dress to become a dirty white at the bodice. The coloring suggests the dirt from their graves. Each dress is made with a different cut at the bodice, and different trim and ornamentation to represent the different eras during which each bride was captured and turned into a vampire. The fabric at the bottom of the dress is shredded, suggesting it's disintegrated in the grave. Tiny flowers are scattered at the base also. Their tights are ombre dyed to match the dress. Point shoes match the base color of the dress also. The brides each wear jeweled hair ornaments that sit at the forehead and white blonde long wigs. The bride's hair was drained of color upon becoming vampires. Flora. In Act 1, Flora wears a traditional knee-length folk dress. The skirt is full and flouncy. The fabric is a pastel pink, green, and white floral trimmed with lace, velvet ribbon, and rickrack. She has a white half apron with a bright red and pink attached fabric flowers and green embroidered leaves and trim. The bodice is pink velvet with a green embroidered floral design and a scoop neckline. Sleeves are white, short, and puffy. She wears a pillbox-style hat with a short sash on the back in the same fabric as the skirt. In Act 2, Flora becomes a vampire and she changes into a dress in the style of the bride's that retains the puffy sleeve design of her village dress. Her hair is an orangey red. Svetlana. We first see Svetlana in a knee-length folk dress. The skirt is a dark floral in blues and reds with dark blue velvet horizontal bands. She has a petticoat underneath. The bodice has a V-neck royal blue vest that laces up the front with a white short-sleeved blouse underneath. She wears a white apron embroidered with bright flowers and ribbons. Her brown hair is pulled back in a loose chignon with a bow. In Act 3, the brides dress her in a bridal gown, which is floor length with a train and is made from silk chiffon. A high luster velvet fabric is appliqued onto the chiffon in an ornate swirling pattern sewn on with silver metallic thread. She wears white tights and point shoes and a jeweled hairpiece. Frederick wears maroon tights, black boots with gold trim at the top, a white shirt with full billowy sleeves and smocking at the shoulders. His velvet vest is maroon with rust-colored panels on the front that are decorated with cadet blue and gold braid. The vest is secured in the front with gold braided loops. Renfield wears a tattered and rumpled brown wool suit, pants, vest, and jacket, and a dress shirt. His straw-like hair and beard look wild and unkempt. Innkeeper, Svetlana's father, a work uniform, white wide leg, calf-length pants, a white blouse with wide sleeves and black mesh decorative panels at the shoulders. He has an apron hitched up at his waist and black boots. He wears a one-panel velvet vest with a linen-colored bodice and a rust, mustard, and black emblem on the front and around his neck. He wears a black cap. Innkeeper's wife, Svetlana's mother, knee-length folk dress with a dark floral pattern, a muted red and taupe floral apron with rows of horizontal red fringe and gold tassels trimming the bottom and sides. She wears a white long-sleeved blouse and a floral shawl around her shoulders, along with a long dark scarf over her hair, white tights and black Mary Jane-style shoes. Priest. A black frock coat and pants, a black flat-brimmed hat with a round box. He carries a large cross. Villagers. The women wear traditional calf-length folk dresses that vary in design, but are all dark, vibrant autumn colors, primarily black, reds, purples, and golds. Skirts are full with petticoats underneath, flower appliques or fabric, a black panel in the front meant to suggest an apron, and velvet ribbon and gold braid trim. The bodices are all a little different, but all have a vest adorned with flowers and a white blouse underneath, which has low scoop neckline and puffy decorated short sleeves. They wear scarves, white tights, and character shoes. Men wear rust-colored tights, white blouse with full and billowy sleeves, black armbands at the upper bicep, and black string ties at the neck. The velvet brocade vest is fitted, the front coming up only to mid-chest. Black boots. Two horses. The horses wear black tights and long-sleeved knit shirts. Their masks look like horse heads in decomposition, revealing most of the skull. Their tails and manes are ragged-looking, and are made of raffia, yarn, and feathers in grays and browns. They wear wrist cuffs of the same material. This flies about as they run on and off stage. They wear spiked breastplates that attach to the exposed bones of their rib cages.